Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, November 23rd, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and it's a joy to share a perspective that we hope will bring encouragement today. If the audio is a bit different for those of you that normally listen to us, it's because we're using a laptop in our dining room because we have guests and our home office has been converted temporarily to our guest room. Today's message is titled, Satisfy. Listen to this powerful scripture portion for Hosea 13, verse 6.
When I fed them, they were satisfied. When they were satisfied, they became proud. Then they forgot me.
Did you fill up yesterday? And were you satisfied? In our home, we enjoyed a veritable feast with my sister and her husband joining us for an abundance of just simply delicious food. I know so many of you had a similar meal yesterday, particularly those living in America, where Thanksgiving feast is both a celebration of our blessing and an expression of overabundance and even at times gluttony. Following our meal, we went for an invigorating, wind-blown walk through the country. The winds must surely have been blowing at 40 miles per hour.
Well, why are we so blessed? How much longer will this long season of plenty and abundance last?
Well, consider the cycle in our daily text. Where are we as a country in that cycle? And I realize we have readers from different countries, and you can ask yourself that question as well. For actually most of the countries that have the means to receive this really have been very blessed. But more importantly, I ask myself, and you may consider it as well, where am I as an individual in this cycle? Now listen to the exposition at first.
Well, surely we've been fed. Plenty of food for most of us and lots of other stuff as well.
This leads to satisfaction, which is a wonderful blessing. It's certainly not a bad thing. But then we have to be on guard against our pride swelling, which leads to forgetting God. Ironically, this leads to dissatisfaction. Instead of being satisfied and content, there's just never enough.
Well, today is a massive day of shopping extravaganza here in the States. What we've talked about and wondered how much of this is driven by dissatisfaction. I read this yesterday in regard to the increasing amount of stores now open on Thanksgiving Day. This is spoken by Kirsten Whipple, who is a Sears spokeswoman. Some people just can't wait until Friday. Thanksgiving dinner is done, and they have moved on.
Sadly, we've commented, you're getting this additional thought here on the podcast, that there's such a sense of boredom in America that families really don't know how to talk anymore or converse or just have wholesome activities. They get bored and need to go shopping. Well, Moses warned the people of God some 600 years before the prophet Hosea lived. This is a lengthy text, but listen to it. I'm going to have Brooksine read it from Deuteronomy 8, 11 to 14.
Be careful that you do not forget the Lord your God, failing to observe his commands, his laws, and his decrees that I am giving you this day. Otherwise, when you eat and are satisfied, when you build fine houses and settle down, and when your herds and flocks grow large, and your silver and gold increase, and all you have is multiplied, then your heart will become proud, and you will forget the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery.
Our Lord Jesus warned of the deceitfulness of wealth and the desires for other things that come in and choke the word, making it unfruitful. The Apostle Paul wrote to Timothy, to all of us in the Holy Scriptures, command those who are rich in this present world not to be arrogant, nor to put their hope in wealth, which is so uncertain, but to put their hope in God, who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment.
Well, today, as you work off the extra big meal and likely enjoy some leftovers, keep remembering the Lord and learn the real joy of satisfaction as we truly put and keep our hope in God, who always richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment.
Amen. Well, we're going to share a benediction right now, a prayer that was written by a friend of ours. Joe Shear is the pastor of the Mount Joy Mennonite Church. And the other night we had Thanksgiving Eve service, and the service ended with this prayer, and as we heard Joe pray it, it just really touched our hearts, and he sent it to us, and certainly is blessing our sharing with you today, and we're going to read it to you today as our closing prayer. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you.
May the broad expanse of God's love and the abundance of His riches in glory shape your perspective on your own life and needs, including those things which disappoint you.
May the eyes of your heart be open to all the blessings which surround you. May this awareness produce a harvest of generosity in your spirit.
May thankfulness rise up within you, not just during this short season, but day after day, from the early morning watch until you retire for the night.
May your prayers reflect gratitude while also acknowledging the needs of others whose situations may be so drastically different.
May thoughts of Jesus fill your mind and hunger for God drive your soul, and love for God, the Lord God, guide your speech and your actions.
And finally, may the grace, peace, and love of the triune God protect, defend, and empower you to run with perseverance the race marked out for you.
Amen.
Amen. Joe has been a friend for 4 or 5 years now, I would suppose, and he's a really strong, rich ministry. We're thankful that he's a friend of ours. Daily encouragement. I know he reads your messages. I don't know if he listens or not. Joe, if you're listening to this, we bless you today and thank you for letting us use your prayer. Well, thank you, podcast listener. We've had some overcomings ourselves today. We got practically all the way through the podcast when we had some disruptive noise we had to deal with. And actually, some pet noise. We moved on and did it again. We're on the web at www.dailyencouragement.net. Today's message is for Friday, the 23rd of November 2007. And I share that because we always like to point out we have additional materials on the web today, a couple of photos. Many of you, not really many of you, but there's quite a few that would know my family. And we have a photo up of my sister Janelle and her husband Cesar, who are visiting with us. Actually, it wouldn't be a very large percentage, but due to the size of our list and distribution, I'm sure there's still 40 or 50 people that would know Janelle that may be listening or reading her materials today. We're having a wonderful time together. Today we plan on going up to some farmers markets and showing them a bit of Lancaster County. We have some music up on the site today that we feel reinforces the message today. And I guess that's about all we have up on the site. We are grateful, again, for God's many blessings. And I have a complete different view today as I conclude the podcast. Normally, I'm looking out more toward the north and northwest. Today, I'm in our dining room looking out toward the south. And it's a beautiful, beautiful day here. Very cold and brisky, but we thank the Lord for the warm room. Have a blessed day today. Continue to stay faithful and be encouraged.